Hello, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Table Talk. We're available via Spotify, Anchor.fm, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. So, we started last week with our New Year's talk, and we decided to clarify that which we needed to achieve in this year. So it's me, Papa Hector, Ali Al, Care Bear, and Mambo G. We're all sitting here together for this year's spiritual table talk. What would you, any of you, like to say or add prior to I get started?
I'm glad we get a chance to start the year off right. Like, I really appreciate this as a chance to sort of orient towards the year.
Yeah, like, give you, like, a, not a guideline, but I don't know, wouldn't that kind of be the word, like, on how the year is going to
progress?
Yeah.
This year seemed a little fast to me. We have the ceremony coming up for the reading of the year.
Yeah, so this upcoming year, January 20th, is this year's Three Kings ceremony, our New Year's ceremony that we do spiritually. So last week we did getting through the wheel of life and finding out where your major goals were. This week, what I wanted to do was actually start off with what our goals were. And one of the processes I've taught people to do with this is to use seeds. So you're going to take 7 seeds, and over each of those 7 seeds, you're going to talk your business. You're going to pray your business over them.
Each one individually?
Mm-hmm. And this process I'm taking you through is a year-long process. It takes a year to process. So those 7 seeds, I want you to think of things that you want to have come to fruition in your life by next year. If you know anything about planting and growing plants, you know it takes time and cultivation. This process that I'm introducing to you guys to in this podcast is a process that I actually call the Wheel of the Year. The Wheel of the Year process is all about taking the goals that you have for a year from now and bringing them into fruition as fast as possible. So, each day, for the next 21 days, I want you to hold those seeds in your left hand, and I want you to talk your goals. Keep consistent. Every day you can't change up the goals. Come up with 7 sentences of 7 things you're trying to achieve. Each day for the next 21 days, hold those seeds, talking and programming each one of those sentences into the seeds. So anyone who's worked with me before understands and knows the power of programming. Many people who've worked with me before know the power of negative programming. We like to focus on it. But equally as powerful, you could positively program something to grow. Now, I want you to take a second right now and think, how much energy does it take a seed to sprout or energy to grow versus how much energy does it take something to die? Answers requested.
It takes more
growing
energy.
Growing is a lot harder.
It seems like you can quickly and easily kill something. Like a plant, you know, you just rip it. Versus like cultivating and growing a plant, that's way more energy. If maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
growing like 2-3 weeks and then like one bad day or like one day there's too much sun even, you can like fry it out.
Absolutely. And that's what I want you to think of.
You can do it right.
So as always, I'll turn this into a little story. So today, I received a message and information that the church was flooded. The door was MIA. He left me. This is what I want you guys to learn here. So, when I first heard the information, were I irked?
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I was a little bit past irked. I was irritated.
Hell yeah.
But then I said to myself, the fuck? Who are you? Then I remembered. And in that memory, I realized a little flooding don't mean shit. So while I rode over here to the church, I put on some music explaining about how mainly, like, I hate human dynamics. And I released the force that was trying to control me. Because the force that was trying to control me was ghetto as hell. And I felt a personal connection. But I was like, not today, Satan, AKA myself. We're not doing this today. We're gonna just listen to this music and not think of like, murder. It doesn't go together, but it kind of does. So then, imagine to yourself, and I said, this is the way a mind works. When you hear the news, you think the worst. You're ready to blame people, you're ready to get upset. Stab people and everything. Then you relax. And you're like, self, what do I see here? But I didn't see it. I couldn't see the church being flooded or anything. And I'm like, why is what he says? So a neighbor came and reported that all these horrible things happen to the church. Why is what he says and what I see not matching? So I chose to trust my vision instead. That's important right there. Mm-hmm. You have to choose. You have to choose to trust your vision instead. Humans have very limited sight capacity. Everyone thinks they see everything. They barely see their nose. So I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna believe him. I believe my spirit. My spirit says everything's good. But my spirit also told my ass to come here on Tuesday when it was raining. But on Tuesday, I was like, I'm tired. I just saved the bitch from dying on Tuesday. So, I need a break. Whatever happens, whatever I have to deal with, I will. So, when this came up, I was like, maybe that was some Tuesday shit. Maybe I bought that on Tuesday.
Right.
And it turns out I didn't. When I got to the church, it was all a lie. Everything was perfectly fine, exactly as I left it. But the more important point, fuck all that other shit, is that I didn't let what someone told me take me over. Mm-hmm. Had it taken me over, I was totally ready for jail. Because I was totally ready to stab a bitch. But I'm not even like that anymore. Until I'm like that. The point is, none of that. The point is, don't listen to nobody. Let your spirit guide you. My spirit guided me, it was calm. When I came in here and nothing was wrong, I was like, ugh. I came here really early and found out that nothing was wrong. Instead of being irked, I was like, what does spirit want me to do? If nothing is wrong and something was supposed to be wrong, spirit wants me to sit. And when I sat with spirit, I saw all kind of things. I saw a devil. I think you guys call that a demon. I saw them. And I said, hey boo, what's going on with you? I fed that demon tonight. Because all the rest of y'all is stingy as hell. I'll feed them just like my grandmother would. My grandmother, she'll feed you. You'll feel all right tomorrow. That's another long-ass story. But we're trying to keep these podcasts to 20 minutes and under. So, no, because I understand attention span be short. So I'm trying to make this go long for you. So, you're going to take them seeds, and for 21 days, you're going to talk your business over them. You're going to work those seeds to sprout. If you don't know how to make those seeds sprout, Google it like everything else. Okay? Call on St. Google.
For what it's worth. whatever, like, specific set, like, let's say you're like, oh, I want to start a business in 2024. Bitch, Google, like, you can't just ask Spirit for something.
And here's a little tip, aside from what he said. Everybody and their mother should start a business.
Boom.
Start a business. Always start a business. You're gonna change your finances really easily once you start a business. You need to start a business. Even if you don't think you have a business, you have some business. You're going to pray over those seeds. You're going to work for those seeds to sprout. Naturally, if they do sprout, plant the seeds.
Like, actually. Like, or
yeah, really, like, actually.
Plant the seed.
Like, you can't just keep a sprout forever.
Right.
You need to plant it. Otherwise, it's going to be a dead sprout. Plant those seeds, but keep that plant near to you, because that plant we're going to work on during this year, throughout this year's worth of podcasts. I will be bringing this back up over and over again for us to achieve them goals. Most of people who listen.
I was going to ask, you said to keep it in your left hand, so if you can't. Obviously, like, you're working, whatever. You can't keep seeds in your hand forever. You put it in your left pocket? Okay.
Until they sprout.
Right.
Would you recommend, like, people getting guidance or, like, checking in with their spirits on what bulb would be good versus, like, maybe just coming up?
Definitely. You should know what is for you. You gotta know what goals to go after and what goals are personal. Personal versus reality.
Now, let's say, for instance, like, the goal of starting a business, right? Example of sprouting would be, like, you actually officiating, like, let's say, on the government kind of side of things, the back end. Like, you got it, like, the LLC. Like, you haven't started, you know, pumping things into your business, but you have all the foundations laid. That would be a sprout, right?
It's a sprout, exactly.
Okay. Now, do you actually, like, once it starts to sprout, you actually, like, the physical seed you're talking your business to, once it starts to sprout, you go plant the actual seed physically. You get the seed and you plant it.
Physically plant the seed.
Right.
You need to keep that plant nearby, because it's in your interest for the plant to grow.
Right, so nearby, like, in your room or on your, like, house, your
on your premises, that you make sure it's growing.
Okay.
So, that's what I want you guys to do for the next 21 days. And next podcast, we're going to give you the next step on that. However, I want to cover some of our questions. But number one, we said, this is the first question, we said it was the year of the warrior. Does that mean this year will contain more general strife? Yes and no. You are the cause of your strife. So, it can contain more strife if you're a strifing type of person. Or not. The year of the warrior is a powerful year. It's a powerful year to get things started. The next question. Awesome question. What motivates the warrior? War.
Okay.
Simple. The warrior is motivated by war. And everyone is a warrior. Most of the time you're fighting with yourself. It's a poor war. You have to fight against something bigger. The next question. Is this year starting sooner or quicker than the others? Good question. No. You haven't tuned in to the other years. Every year starts just as quickly. It seems faster, maybe because you're growing faster. When you grow faster, things seem to move faster. But it's not faster than the other years. It's just as slow. And guess what? I hate every New Year's. Because everyone thinks it's time to get right. Bitch, you ain't been right this long. Chill. Relax. Is it still okay to be in the reflection or in the internal process of last year? Absolutely. Internal clock does not follow the Roman calendar. For those of you who are unaware, the Roman calendar is how you follow your year. Internal processes and external years do not always match. The year is one thing. Internal process is another thing. This year, it's really important to pay attention and feed or starve. Listen carefully, feed or starve the roots that are growing the plants you do not want to grow. Think of the plants you're growing. Those plants are your life. So you want to think of the plants that you want to starve or that you want to grow this year. So I'm going to give you a few simple plans to starve.
Yes.
Starve your anxiety. Starve your depression.
Judgment.
Your judgment, you should starve. Your lack of self-esteem, starve it. It's easier said than done. I understand. So, for everyone in the podcast, I want you to think, what do you want to grow? What do you want to release? What do you want dead in your life? What do you want to get rid of? I need you to get clear on what you want to feed and what you want to starve. Many blessings to everyone. Keep the faith. As always, sign up for us on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. like, comment, follow, and share. Remembering, sharing the podcast helps you. Trust. We'll get into that next episode. Many blessings and keep the faith.